3, 2, 1. Once again, now we're talking with Brian St. Pierre, the St. John's Prep football coach. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on the semifinal win.
Hi, Rick. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
You talk all the time about inward focus for your team and concentrating on your own stuff and going into the Central Catholic game. You mentioned that again and again, and you came out with a really nice win. It almost looks like a tale of two halves, the way that it was written up in the Salem News. Can you tell me a little bit about what changed between the first half when you guys were locked in a 7-7 tie, and then in the second half where you kind of pulled away?
Yeah, first half we stopped them first drive, and then we went right down the field, scored to go up 7-0, and really. It was the exact start we wanted. Mm-hmm. Felt really good about it. And then offensively, we started to make some uncharacteristic mistakes. Just, we jumped off sides two or three times to kill drives, which is stuff we never do. Can't really put my finger on why, but we kind of more stopped ourselves than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went in halftime kind of frustrated, but knowing that, if we just eliminate the self-inflicted stuff, we have a chance to do what we need to do. And I just challenge the kids to be even more physical than they were in the first half. And I thought we were pretty physical. But that's just how you beat them. You got to be more physical. And the kids stepped up.
That first drive was something in the second half. So it sounds like, they were focused. I just wonder, Brian, even though your kids have such great experience and they play at such a high level, do they sometimes get the jitters too? I mean, they knew this was a big game and they, according to Carson Brown last week, he said, we knew we didn't play our best the first time around. Do kids still get jitters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 16, 17-year-old kids, of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably attributable to, the magnitude of the game, but it certainly contributed also to some of the self-inflicted errors early, I think. It's natural. It's normal. But I think our kids got over pretty quickly and settled into the game. But, yeah, I think that's definitely part of it.
When you pull a fake punt like that in the third quarter, you're showing confidence not only in the offense as a whole but also in your individuals. And that must have been a play that felt really good.
It did. It was just a moment in the game. Like, there were so many ebbs and flows in the first half, and it was just our opening drive. We had a really good one going. It bogged down around that 40. And I just felt like it was a moment to try and grab this game and just seize it. And it worked out. We put the ball in one of our best players' hands, Santi Quinceño, who's a under the radar receiver DB for us, starts at corner, and he's just a great kid, great teammate, really good player. Just felt confident in him, confident in the group. We work on it all the time. I just felt it was a gut feeling. It was just the time was right. And we executed it flawlessly, which is great to see.
Brag about your linemen again, Coach, because, as you say, you want to be more physical, so it's got to start up front.
Yeah, I mean, they were outstanding. I mean, the back gets a lot of credit, and he should. He's a great back, and he had a great night, Carson Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But those five guys and the tight ends, I would include the tight ends, we put it on them. We told them we were going to put it on really hard in practice. We do a lot of good on good in practice, meaning, we go 1-0, 1-D to try and simulate what you're going to see in the game. If you can do it in practice against our guys, you've probably got a pretty good chance of being successful in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, and we get banged up because of it. But I thought they did a great job. With some new faces, we lost Christian Defoe at left guard, one of our captains. He went down in the early third quarter, so we had to have a sophomore step in, and he did a great job, Jack DeFilippo. So, guys stepped up as well.
We're doing our pre-Thanksgiving interviews here with coaches and what Thanksgiving means to the team and to the game. And it's a short week for you in terms of preparation. It's a long week for Zavarian Brothers. But what does the Thanksgiving Day mean overall, Coach, both philosophically and personally?
Oh, I mean, there's so many memories for me personally. Back in the day, it usually came down to us and Zavarian who was going to go to the Super Bowl based off who's winning that game, because you had to win your conference.
Mm-hmm.
To make it to the playoffs and get to the next level. And it was always us and Zavarian for the Catholic Conference. I think it was 25 out of 30 years or something like that. Crazy. There's so many great battles, so many great players that have played in the game over the years. But it's changed a little. I can't lie. It's changed a little just because of the system and how it is now. And It's essentially a game that is stuck in the middle of a great playoff run where it's like, how do we get prepared for this in 2 to 3 days when they've had 2 weeks? So
yeah,
it's tough that way.
Well, the other thing too is, you want to play everybody. What did Belichick used to say? You know, football players play football on Sunday, and it's the same thing with high school. On a game that is scheduled, you're supposed to play. So you want to get everybody out there. But you guys have something, of course, more important to look forward to after that. But in terms of preparation, again, Coach, tell me a little bit about Xavierian. They've lost 2 out of 3, but boy, they got a high powered offense.
Yeah, I mean, they're a top 5 team in the state. So, they're a very, very good team. They're always well coached. Their last loss was Springfield Central, who will be our opponent in the Super Bowl. So, them and CM were their last 2 losses. So, you play in the iron like you do. They're very, they're a very good team. They're senior. They're very veteran, and you put the film on and you see it's going to be a very difficult game. There's no question. And like I said, they've had 2 weeks to prepare, and we'll practice for the first time today on them and with a game on Thursday. So it is what it is, but I'm not going to tell my seniors they can't play their last night.
Of course. Yeah.
Me? We're going to play. And, God willing, nobody gets hurt, but we got to play the game.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, Coach, it is a home game. It's 10:15 on Thanksgiving morning, and hopefully there'll be plenty of people in the nest and so on. And, Brian, congratulations. Thanks for taking all this time. I know Bill's going to be talking with you later and with Carson Brown, and we look forward to talking to you next week if we can.
Well, I really appreciate it, Rick. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care, Brian, and thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye. That's Brian St. Pierre, St. John's Prep football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.